You're listening to SBS News.
It's thought up to a dozen Australian permanent residents are being held in so-called re-education centres in Xinjiang, a Muslim-majority province that China fears may break away unless it's brought under control. Zufia Hiwula moved to Sydney from China 13 years ago and now runs a small business in Sydney's west. Although she is thousands of kilometres from Xinjiang, she still fears the power of the Chinese state. That's because her sister and brother-in-law, both permanent residents of Australia, were detained in the past year. Despite her fears of Chinese government reprisal, she's agreed to speak publicly for the first time.
My sister and my husband back to my country in 2017 in February. And Chinese government take the she's and she husband and the passport. And my sister husband and 2018 January and I don't know in the education camps or jail, I don't know, just more than 1 year in my country now.
Zufia told SBS News she fears her brother-in-law may be in a re-education camp in Xinjiang. She hasn't heard from him or her sister for nearly a year. The couple left their two children behind in Australia.
We are hungry, shocked, and the kids cry, and very stressed like this.
It's not clear how many Uyghurs who are Australian permanent residents are detained in China, but China policy expert Michael Clark from the Australian National University says it could be in the double digits.
From my contacts with the Uyghur community recently, I think there's at least another 10 cases, and if not more. And these issues seem to be increasing all the time.
The Uyghur community in Australia says it has been subject to increasing pressure from Chinese security forces. One Adelaide-based woman who was too afraid to be identified told SBS News that she started to receive video calls from Chinese officials on Christmas Day using a social media account of her mother's.
As soon as I connected, then the security officers appeared in the screen and he identified himself that he is a police officer in the regional area in Huljian. Then he showed my mother and my sister-in-law was sitting on the police chair, like in the police custody, and my mom's hands were handcuffed. And immediately after, he positioned the screen to himself and started to question me.
The 37-year-old says she felt she had no choice but to comply with their demands, using the WeChat account to hand over details of her husband's Australian driver's license and Medicare card. It's thought the Chinese authorities are trying to pressure the couple not to apply for refugee status in Australia. Earlier this week, China allowed media rare access inside the camps, which the government says has reduced extremism and helped teach Uyghurs Mandarin. It's the sort of re-education her brother is thought to be going through, but the exchanges between the reporters and the detainees raised more questions than answers. This woman, a 22-year-old known as Bilikiz, joined a training centre voluntarily.
The police spoke to me and said I had broken the law and recommended a school for me. After discussing this with my family, I applied to come here voluntarily. I listened many times to an illegal preacher speaking. Afterwards, some extremist thoughts appeared in my head, which broke the law.
Human rights groups have condemned the camps and called on China to close them down. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.